And that was tonight's essay in praise of the Midlands, presented by the writer and critic Henry Hitchings. The producer was Robert Shaw, and it was a Made in Manchester production for BBC Radio 3. Tomorrow night, on the occasion of the Bard's 450th birthday, Dominic Drumgool speaks in praise of Shakespeare the Midlander.
This week, as part of the BBC's 18th century season, Donald MacLeod explores the music of Handel. From outrageous divas to royal barges, find out why Georgian Britain adopted George Frederick Handel as one of its best-loved composers. Join Donald MacLeod for Composer of the Week on Handel, weekdays at midday, repeated after In Tune, or catch up via the Radio 3 website.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. The time now is 11 o'clock. Time for Fiona Talkington to bring you the first of this week's editions of Late Junction.
That was the distinctive voice of Pan Ron, who was one of the most versatile and popular singers in Cambodia in the 1960s and 70s. You can hear a few of her tracks on a new Rough Guide CD. It's called The Rough Guide to Psychedelic Cambodia. And there are some very interesting voices on there, certainly. That song was called Kon Kutui, Baby Lady Boy. And welcome to another week in the Late Junction calendar. Here's a track from the new album by that crazy Finnish harmonica quartet, Svang.
Thank you. Marjorie razor blade is as keen, as sharp as can be. Will always settle my problems for me. She will sort out all my nasty neighbors. Cut a swathe right through there. Undignified ways. And if they talk about me behind my back, she will not play their game. She will not play that game. She will not play their game. Oh, Marjorie razor blade. Oh, what a picture she made. With her a long and a fusty dress, and the hair that she plaited best. Oh, what a woman, what a tongue, what an abrasive manner. And if anyone upsets me, they will regret it, they will regret it. Oh, she's mine, though she's over 59. She's experience of the world far beyond my years. Oh, mother me, Marjorie, a razor blade. Mother me, Marjorie, oh, razor blade.
Oh, the brilliant Kevin Coyne, who actually died 10 years ago this year. Marjorie Razorblade. And before that, the Finnish harmonica quartet Sveng and a wedding polska, which comes from their new album called Karja La. I was rather taken by the sound made by this French duo now, Elodie Pasquier on clarinet and Grégoire Jeans on piano and objet. This is Presque Rien, Next to Nothing.
Sidrabiņa upe teka, upe teka, visgarām į zeltā kalnu, zeltā kalnu. Tur jāj visi kara kungi, zobentiņus balināti, balināt. Aunies kājas balēliņi, sedlo savu kumeliņu, kumeliņ. Es dzirdēju aizvārtiemi, vārā bungas rībinot. Vērāties vārā vārti, vārā vārti, līdz pašām galiņām. Nu jās mani balēliņi, krustiem josti zobentiņi. Visiem pušķi aizcepures, visiem zvaigznes zobenā. No cepures gaismā ausā, no zobenā saulē lēc. Ģerbāliņi dzelzā ģerbu, neģerb tīrā sudrābiņ. Dzelzu ģerbsi kārā dērī, sudrābiņā nederēj.
Well, that was the Latvian group Skyforger, who've done some really great work amongst the Latvian folk archives. That was Silver River Flows, and they followed a French duo. I really like the sound of Elodie Pasquier on clarinets and Grégoire Jeans playing pianos and other objects. Now, you've just got to be at the big top at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival on Saturday the 3rd of May. The groundbreaking Loose Tubes will be together again for their first performance in over 20 years. They're the band that helped to launch the careers of people such as Django Bates, Ian Ballamy, Mark Lockhart and Julian Arguelles. Well, here they are, recorded in 1987, and a typically zany Django piece featuring a chorus of bad puns along the way, and the title is Accepting Sweets from Strangers.
Thank you. to what?
To the sea. Tray.
Tray. Bon, monsieur.
Sir, the top,
and I want you to know that I like you. Can I get you something? Perhaps a line and a groovy rock, and then again, perhaps not. What's this song about? Doubt. Yes, that's it. Doubt. Who are your main influences? Richard Cook. Cook. Jack Masarac. Bird. You say goodnight up, we say g'day now. Let's call the whole thing awful. Goomba-dugga-da.
Oh yes, that's Loose Tubes, and I'm just looking at their photo in the Cheltenham Jazz Festival programme. Maybe the hair's shorter and the beards are greyer, but they still have the look of musical mischief about them. I'll be there to cheer them on in the Big Top at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival at 2 o'clock on the 3rd of May, and if you can't be there, well, Jazz on 3 will be recording the concert. That was a Django Bates composition, by the way, called Accepting Sweets from Strangers, and that's sweets as in Bach, not barley sugar. I found a good friend wandering the corridors of Broadcasting House earlier on today. Dafa Yusuf came into play on In Tune, and I sidetracked him for a while. Oh, to talk about Norway, Eivind Aarseth and Nils Petter Molvær in particular, and most importantly about Dafa's Bird's Requiem, which he's performing with the LSO on Thursday.
The idea comes from when I was performing with Husnu Sarlenderici and Aytaç Rugan in Ludwigsburg in Germany. And I thought I want to do a record with those great musicians. Of course, since I am a big fan of Norwegian, and the Norwegian for me, they are like water. So if they are not there, we have a desert, and I need them. So I asked Eivind and Nils to join the combo. And beginning was the name of the CD, Incantations. Then while listening to it, I was seeing birds, especially the clarinet and the voice. I have the feeling that they are like two swallows flying together. And then with Eivind, have the feeling like it has to be something like Requiem, Birds Requiem. It sounds much better and much more direct.
And you have a whole orchestra with you now.
And that's fantastic. That will be more birds. And a divine requiem.
It's a whole flock.
Exactly. So I'm really excited and I can't wait.
And this is also partly in tribute to your mother?
The CD, yes. And especially the one song in Khira. I was actually not pleased but happy to be on her side. We say agony. Mm-hmm. In her agony, and I did play for her the song after recording, and that's one of the most beautiful moments that you feel like she gave her soul to enjoy the life. So I'm trying now every single joy, great wine, great food, great traveling. I'm trying to share this with the soul of my mother.
أشهد أن لا إلا أنت وما هو ما أشهد أن لا
Duffy Yousef from his Birds Requiem. Birds Canticum was the title of the first track, and then Hira, Elegy for My Mother. The clarinetist was Husnushen Lendarici, the pianist Christian Randalu, and the trumpeter Nils Petter Molvar. And Duffy will be performing the Birds Requiem with the LSO on Thursday night at the Barbican in London, conducted by Christian Järvi. Nils Petter Molvar, by the way, has got a new album out, and I'll be playing you something from that tomorrow night here on Late Junction.
Thank you.
Yes, Move Over Grieg. Thomas Truax is in town. Thomas has been working on the music for a German version of Ibsen's Peer Gynt. But he's also touring here. On Friday, he's at St George's, Bristol, as part of a celebration of the Coen brothers. And that'll include sets from Emily Barker and Kirsty McGee as well. Sunday, Thomas is in Salford, Monday in Leeds, and Wednesday next week in Hull. And this is Liz Green, who's got some live dates this week. London's Ace Hotel tomorrow, Bristol's Grain Barge on Thursday, and Manchester's First Chop on Friday. This is a song called Battle.
Thank you.
The imaginative Da Wang Gang, who come from China. That was a track called Lion's Tomb. They followed on from Liz Green, and that was from her new album, Haul Away. Liz is in London tomorrow, Bristol on Thursday, and Manchester on Friday. The Driftwood Manor come from Ireland. They've been together since 2007, and this is from their seventh album. It's called Afloat by the Grace of Your God.
All the ships in the harbor, they have not a home, except for a sea which is vast and withdrawn, and is also the brave, and swallows a sinking ship whole. Now I have not a lighthouse to offer me light, I drink through the mornings and curse through the night. Should I say a prayer, I'm afloat by the grace of your God. In the ebb of this tide, she's slipping quite slowly away from my side, as mist from a passing rain gathers itself into sky. This bow has been dirtied and covered in dust, the bunker is damaged and fallen to rust, the moorings are gone, and we have not a port of our own.
Irish band The Driftwood Manor and Afloat by the Grace of Your God. That comes from their new album, Of the Storm, and you can find that just out on Stone Tape Recordings. Now, a brilliant live band is the trio Phronesis. Life to Everything is their new one, and this track is called Herne Hill.
Thank you. I'm on my way to Canaan land. I'm on my way to Canaan land. On my way, Canaan land. Ooh, on my way, glory, hallelujah. I'm on my way. Well, I'm on my way to Canaan land. I'm on my way to Canaan land. On my way, Canaan land. On my way, glory, hallelujah. I'm on my way. I had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. I had a mighty hard time on my way. Mighty hard time, Lord, on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, on my way. Now if you don't go, don't you hinder me. If you won't go, please don't hinder me. If you won't go, don't hinder me. On my way, glory, hallelujah, on my way. I had to pray so hard, Lord, I'm on my way. I had to pray so hard, but I'm on my way. Had to pray so hard, on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way. You know I'm falling and rising, but I'm on my way. You know I'm falling and rising, yes, I'm on my way. I'm falling and rising on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way. You know I'm on my way, Lord, to Canaan land. Yes, I'm on my way, yeah, Canaan land.
I was watching a programme on BBC4 a couple of weeks ago about Amy Winehouse, and they included some archive footage of the great Mahalia Jackson. So I thought I'd include a track of hers tonight, Mahalia Jackson, I'm On My Way. And just before that, that was Nils Fram enjoying his friend Ross's harmonium. And Phronesis, first of all, they've got a new album out. From that, that was a track called Herne Hill. And if you want details of any of the tracks that I'm playing for you tonight and pointers to the playlist, do drop us an email. That's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now, one of the most beautiful releases this year, I think, comes from Julie Fowlis.
Grailike gari gam vaes mi. Gulik gari gam vaes mi. Dor chroloi han mi. Grauna. Thank you.
I'm totally besotted with the new album by Julie Fowlis. Garskjul, it's called Every Story, and that song was Love, Let Me Home to My Mother. And this is the great Al Boley.
I belong to you. your mandolin. Lady, sing your song of me. Though I fear you, let me hear you play. Play your mandolin.
And that was Keith Jarrett playing clavichord from his 1987 album Book of Ways. And just before that, the great Al Boley, recorded in 1931. 10 years later, he was dead, killed in an air raid in London, aged just 43. But the impact he'd made with his music touched so many people. And he was apparently the first singer to get his own solo slot on BBC Radio. Black Top is the duo of Pat Thomas and Orphee Robinson, joined on their new release due out later in the summer called Hashtag One by the sax player Steve Williamson. I love this track, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. It's so eerie, I'm not sure that I want to be at that dinner, though maybe I do. Well, come round to mine at the same time tomorrow. That'll be 11 o'clock. Till then, good night. Thank you.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. And to open tonight, we're back at the 2013 BBC Proms in the Royal Albert Hall. The orchestra of the Academy of Santa Cecilia in Rome, playing under their music director, our own Sir Antonio Pappano. It's a prom I remember for an especially passionate Rachmaninoff Second Symphony. Also the young Canadian pianist Jan Liszewski playing the Schumann Piano Concerto. A couple of wonderfully contrasted encores as well. First, though, the Romans in Mozart, his Symphony No. 35, the Haffner Symphony. The Haffner family was part of Salzburg's high society, and Mozart wrote this symphony for them in 1782 to celebrate a marriage in their family.